Hey everybody, welcome to the December Ramble. I cannot wait to give shout outs. This is my favorite part of the Ramble every month, is giving shout outs to all of our new and existing upper tier members. I love trying to say your names and inevitably mispronouncing them. So yeah, let's get started. Okay, starting from the top. Special shout out goes to Fish, Madam X, Rob Jones, Slater, Vamp, Joseph H, Mech G, Sean B, Darth Jar Jar, Nikki L, Brian, Jose C, MK, Alk 247, Mad Villain, Lucas N, Mariah A, V, O, Shadow, Exel K, Aqua Mirage, The Shitty Account, Joel V, Maya W, Diamond, Sebastian F, Crawford, Unexpected Dude, Tony, David I Delete, Logan M, Gyro, Sam, Scarfed Waylord, 4 people 3, three Roman numerals. I hope that's right. Queen of Moths, Jose S, Corinthia, Scarlet, Alex, Jamison R, Matthew M, Toxic Frybread 03, SSJ Bolt, Tyler, Journey, Venice, Cuddle Sub, Peyton Sparkles, Oswaldo, Victor M, Mr. Leash, Raphael E, Vanity, David S, Don S, Young Chapo, I don't know, Marcus B, Dr. Chaos, Nick Nick, Raleigh W, Diego M, Mo Malo, Slays of God, Donnie N, Carmen Red, sorry I said that weird, Carmen Red, Moo, Rat, Tim Mim, 12, Tatum R, Junior R, Tonic Sky, John W, Fion S, Batman 2077, MBLK, Blobzilla, Gabe, CPT Mork, Naomi, Milkdud the Great, Toby Bat, Dane C, Toxic Haze, Eros the Random Guy, T, Silver, Jeff, Donnie, Patty Mac, Dane C, Tony W, at Chise, ADXICE, I don't know how to say it, Jim, Steps, Jonathan J, Jose JL, Cool 0210, Bliss, Lee R, Hope H, Micah, Avalanche Zero, Mad CO66, Mal, Pumpkin Consumer, I'm the Baconator, Chris, Yes Sir, Night Angel, Regalia, The Override, Wad Watch, I Don't Know What I'm Doing, Emily, Donovan Grav 987, Pizza Guy, Zachary B, Emil, Dragzoon, Generic Gamer, Dragon, Bryce G, Eric L, 7, Jonosaurus Rex, Retro Jared, Shanice H, Christopher B, Dota Player, Ben M, Rojas O, Itamar G, Poochie, Cassandra M, Steve P, Jules, Alex H, Caffeinated Beard, Johnny B. Good, Da Magic Panther, Kitsune Kotsak, Deck, Iceman 830, Marie, Ferrari, Zuckershock 97, Legion, Aaron, Yes, 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 Starscream, Teason, Smith, Seb's Pseudonym, James E. L., Ezurith, Lua Dualist, Marina Romance, Matuts Begren, so sorry. Zoe Zoe, Scants 541, Christy M, Amanda, Trigger, Rugman, Arrow, BJ, Buck Swanson, Matthias, Michael, Table Knight, Marco R, Peach Salsa, Vidgo, Sammy, Christian, Junie C, Allison S, Shigure, Schlabber, HypoRex 4782, Blake K, Kim, Jordan A, Frankly Warm, Akaiye, Link 2980, Yosu, Robot Boy, Anonymous 318, Searchlight, IDK, Bruh, Kaiser T, Bomhuger, Random Person, Blue Knight, Eleanor W, Kaiton 777, Ray Ramirez, Corey Bear, Shin, Mona B, and RGF65. Whew! We did it. Okay, I'm gonna go drink some water now. Bye! Hey everybody, this is Alex. Welcome to the December monthly ramble. Today is January 2nd, 2024. Happy New Year. As I say this out loud, it sounds really silly that this episode is the December ramble and it's coming out on January 2nd, but whatever. I think you know by now my brain works in mysterious ways, and yeah, so the idea is that the ramble comes out at the end of the month, but I guess, yeah, whatever. The holidays have just really messed me up. I think I've tried very, very hard to stay with my schedule. I mean, don't worry, I've been resting a lot and doing things with family and friends for the holidays, but yeah, I just probably should have just said, fuck it, I'm going to take 2 weeks off or something. I didn't, but I hope you all are doing really well. I hope your new year is off to a wonderful start. Crazy. It's really crazy that it's 2024. I really like even numbers, so I am very stoked on this. Yeah, 2024. It just feels so well balanced. Like, it just feels like just a good number. I'm excited for, I don't know, for what's to come. I'm excited for the year. You know, I'm not someone who really does, like, resolutions. I suppose I could. I'm just someone who, like, I tend to set goals year-round, and I tend to, tend to those goals year round. So I don't find it particularly, I know a lot of people do, but I don't find it particularly helpful to, you know, at the start of the year say, okay, I'm going to do this thing by the end of the year. I am old enough now that I have realized that, you know, it's all well and good for us to set timelines and, you know, to tell life, hey, I'm going to do this thing by this time. But, that's not always, you know, try as we might, that's not always what ends up happening. And that's not our fault. There's not a lot we can control in this life. And so all of this to say, I don't put a lot of pressure on myself to achieve things by a certain time or, you know, whatever. So anyway, no resolutions for me. I think some general goals are, you know, I'm just going to try to be a bit more organized. That's something I've just always struggled with a little bit. I'm that person who lives in, like, organized chaos, you know? Like, some people would probably be horrified if they saw my office or, like, the room that I work in. But it makes total sense to me. So, you know, that's all that matters, right? yeah. So, I was thinking for this ramble, you know, I want to do what I normally do, which is kind of just look at the releases I did over the last month and just, you know, give a little behind the scenes kind of stuff. But I also want to, I don't know, maybe in the spirit of the new year, talk about some general goals for the channel for the future. I don't know. You know, when I record these, I kind of just sit down and I start talking and, you know, it's kind of like, who knows where I'm going to go and where it's going to end up by the end of the episode. But yeah, just that's kind of my general plan. I know you guys like, a lot of you have, you know, let me know that you enjoy these kind of just casual chats, just looking at the releases and talking about what came out recently and all of that. So, but, okay, let's see. I think, first off, before I start any of that, I've got a couple of announcements, or I don't know about announcements, just things to note. Number one is, I don't know if you guys saw, I guess everyone who's listening to this audio has access to the Discord server, so that should be all of you. But I added a new channel in the Discord server that just, it's called My Socials, and it just has links to everywhere you can find me on the internet. And yeah, I don't know, that was something I probably should have done a long time ago. But I wanted to particularly point out, I am on TikTok, and I post things there that you don't hear on the channel. And that's not to say like, oh, there's exclusive things, go get it. It's not that, it's just like, TikTok's a different platform, you know? And for a while, I was posting clips from my YouTube content, but And that works. That's, you know, that's fun to share. But to be completely honest, I'm using my TikTok kind of as a marketing tool to get more people to the YouTube and the Patreon. And so I started making, you know, sort of custom audio bits for TikTok specifically. So and they tend to be a bit spicier than other stuff, or, you know, as spicy as TikTok will let you get, which is really not that spicy. Actually, it's pretty crazy. TikTok is wild. Like, they will, I will see videos that are just fully, like, very explicit sounds of, you know, people doing explicit things. And it'll be really quiet, you know, it'll be like under music. That goes by fine. But then, God forbid, I post a clip with a simulated kissing noise and I, you know, get my account banned, which happened on TikTok. It's fine now. That was a while ago. But yeah, so anyway, like I said, they're spicy clips, but they're, you know, only as spicy as you can really get. So anyway, if that's something you're interested in, yeah, I encourage you to go check out my TikTok. Give me a follow. I'm trying to just get 1,000 followers so that I can put my Linktree link in the bio. So that's really my only goal there. So yeah, there's that. And then there is some good news I would like to share with you all. So a lot of you know, I got, my channel got demonetized in late September of 2023. It happened like a few days after my birthday, which was really shitty. Actually, you know what? I think it happened the day of my birthday. And I woke up like on my birthday and looked at my phone and saw the notification that I had been demonetized. It was like one of the first things I saw. Anyway, so yeah, and they, you know, if you're familiar with the process, they put you in YouTube jail for 3 months and say you know, cannot be monetized again for 3 months. And then after a certain date, you can reapply. So I was really bummed about that. I think, you know, I talked about it on the channel. I've complained about it a lot. Over the holidays on December 28th, that was the date that I was eligible to reapply to be monetized. I was a little nervous about it. I wanted to like have a plan, and because I knew I would have to edit my channel a little bit, but I wasn't sure to like what extent I would need to edit it to get back into the monetization program. But I started looking at my channel on the 29th, and I changed some titles. The biggest thing, and this is so annoying, but the word DOM, like D-O-M, is a banned word, basically. So you kind of get automatically dungeoned, is what we call it in the creator sphere, if you use that word in your titles, in your thumbnails, anything. So F-DOM is, like, not... You can't use it. I mean, you can. You can use it and your video will stay up. They won't delete it or anything, but it will not be monetized. And, you know, a lot of us ASMR creators, ASMR artists, obviously we love doing this and we love, I mean, I'm speaking for myself, but I assume all of us love doing this. All of us also need to make money, and I hate talking about all this stuff and like the business aspect of it, but it is really interesting. And it is something that I think a lot of us creators are thinking about, you know, any decisions we make, when we're making content, it's all about sort of pleasing everyone, pleasing our audience, making sure our audience is taken care of, number one. And then also making sure we're taken care of as, you know, humans who need money for food and things, you know. I've talked a lot about, you know, wanting to do audio full time. And yeah, so the monetization program is a really big part of that. YouTube ad money is pretty significant, especially for, you know, when you have videos that are making 100,000 views, like that's a pretty awesome chunk of change. So I say that because I don't want anyone to feel like, oh, Alex just cares about the money or Alex just cares about the business side. It's not that. It's just like so much of that plays into the creative decisions I make, right? I pay so much attention to, you know, the business and the money stuff, because if I wasn't making any money from this, I wouldn't be able to do it as often, as frequently as I am doing it and as I want to do it, right? So they go hand in hand, and I know it's, you know, it's a touchy subject for a lot of people, but that's why, anyway, the monetization, getting kicked out of the monetization program was really significant for me, because it was like, oh shit, like I need to get my shit together and I need to, you know, get back in the program, or like, you know, I need to make sure that I'm making income from this sort of hobby because I spend so much time on it, right? And obviously you guys, you know, I wouldn't be here without every single one of you. So I've said it before, I'll say it again and again and again. You are the reason that I'm here. You are the reason that I am sitting in my closet right now making this episode. I would not be here without you guys. I would not be here without every single one of you who have tuned in, who have listened to my episodes. It's, you know, we're a community, we're a family. I don't see it as I'm the creator and you're just my audience. Like, I see it as, you know, we are a community, and I think that, you know, I want to take care of my community, right? So anyway, God, you guys, I ramble so much. I'm sorry. The good news is I got let back in to the monetization program, and I am so happy. I am overjoyed. The funny part about all of this is, yeah, like I said, over the holidays, it was December 28th, I was able to apply again. I wanted to take time to really evaluate what I would need to change for my channel. And you guys, I fucking accidentally clicked reapply, after having just made a few title changes. And I was so upset with myself. I was so scared because I really didn't mean to, like, I thought if I clicked reapply, it would give me information like, hey, here's the process. Like, hey, look at these things. to ensure that, you know, your channel is abiding by our community policies, whatever. Instead, it just completely, it sent the channel off to be reviewed by the monetization people. So I was really, really freaked out. I was like, oh my god, fuck, I didn't change nearly enough. They're not gonna, like, this was such a huge waste. If they don't let me in, I think you sometimes have, like, a waiting period before you can apply again. So I was really upset for, like, 2 days. I was so scared. But they got back to me yesterday, and they said my channel had been accepted back into the monetization program. I'm so freaking happy. You guys have no idea. This is a huge, awesome, great way to start off the new year. So, wow, that took me a really long time to talk about all of that. Anyway, I guess that's what this is, right? The ramble episode. So, yes, we are back in business. We are monetized again. All that means for you guys is that, you know, I know ads suck. I know. I hate them. But, yeah, you guys know. If you get sick of the ads on YouTube, they're ad-free on my Patreon. So, you guys, because you support me, you don't have to deal with that. So, it's really awesome. And thank you for supporting me. Yeah, so you'll see me be maybe like a little bit safer on YouTube just because I really don't want to go through this whole thing again. So that just means like I will be avoiding using the FDOM term on YouTube. I think I'm going to replace it with bossy. I don't know what other creators are doing. Obviously, some of them don't care if they're monetized or not. But yeah, I don't know. I kind of want to talk to some people and just see like what their take is, what their vibe is. But anyway, nothing's changing content-wise. Just note the package on YouTube might be a little more safe for work. So, okay. All right, let's take a look at everything that came out this month. Let's see. There was a lot, as usual. Let me go. I'm looking at my phone. Okay. December 1st. Awesome. Okay, so let's see here. December 1st. Looks like the first thing I posted was a Secret Inner Circle Extra Friday audio. My good boy needs to do what he's told. What do we even need to say about this? You guys just love, you love the good boy, good girl stuff. I really enjoy making it. I think you really enjoy listening to it. I think overall most people want more of it. So correct me if I'm wrong, but I think there will just kind of always be a steady stream of good boy, good girl stuff. Okay. What else? Oh, December 1st, I announced my schedule. My posting schedule for the week. And I think I've done a really good job of sticking to it. Minus the last couple of holiday weeks. So sorry about that. I think in the future I need to just say like, hey, I'm taking a week off, like whatever. I know you guys wouldn't mind at all, which I really appreciate. I think, yeah, that'll be my plan for, you know, obviously we don't have any major holidays really coming up soon, but I am going on vacation in March, so I will take that whole week off just to give myself an actual vacation, blah, blah, blah. The schedule, though, I think it's working really well. I hope you guys like it, this kind of staggered Patreon upload Monday, the YouTube upload the next day, and we do that staggering with the F4M and F4F content. Nothing on Thursdays, and then Friday you get your Secret Inner Circle Extra audio. That was that. December 4th, your tomboy best friend thinks you should practice for your date on her. This was really fun. I don't know. This is an idea that, you know, I've seen this like practice on me idea before, but I hadn't really seen it combined with like tomboy best friend. So I thought that would be kind of fun, just like, yeah, having your best friend be like, you know, it's like clear that she's, I guess she's jealous, but not in a super traditional, you know, she's not showing her jealousy in a really traditional way. She's showing it in this way that's like, oh, let me help you. And she's getting your attention and affection that way. I think it's really funny. A lot of people have asked for a second one and like a follow-up to this. And I think that it is a good idea. I just think it's like really funny that this series would be like the listener just fully dating other people or like, you know, going out with someone else, and the speaker is the tomboy best friend is just like, oh, what are you gonna do on your date tonight? Oh, do it to me first. Like, it's just a funny idea. I will try to do a follow-up to it this month. I think yeah, like there's at least room for another episode for when like, oh, maybe the speaker or the listener does go on the date and but like, you know, nothing happens and he's just like, oh, this sucks, like I wish I was with my best friend, and something happens there. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. The next day, the December 5th, was an F4F episode. F4F. It's hard to say. F4F. Protective Stranger Saves You from Creeps at the Bar. I thought this was super fun. Just kind of, you know, having this attractive stranger show up and save you from uncomfortable situations that definitely happen. I think a lot of us have had this happen before, and yeah, just I kind of made it with the idea of like, oh, I wish, you know, I wish this would happen to me. I wish this like attractive stranger would come out of nowhere and save me. So yeah, that was super fun. I like this one a lot. Good little strangers to lovers kind of thing. I guess it wasn't. Well, yeah, it kind of was. Yeah. Okay, and then December 6th, I launched the audio request tier. It's our highest tier at the moment, and yeah, I'm super, super into this. I really like this tier idea where it's a lower cost option to get custom audios made. I've mentioned it before. I offer custom audios, and it's something that I love doing, but I know it can be cost prohibitive for a lot of people, and I want to help as much as I can. It's like I was saying, it's like kind of getting that balance between like, I want to take care of my community, but I also have to keep my needs in mind. So yeah, this was a solution I came up with, where, yeah, I mean, you guys know the drill. You join the tier and you get to submit episode ideas. You can submit as many as you want, anytime you want. I pick two every month and I make an episode on the 15th and the 30th. We have had two releases now on the audio request tier. I'll get to that in a bit. But yeah, that launched on December 6th. I think we have like 12 members now, 12 or 15 of that tier. So I am super, super happy with how that's going. Okay, and then I did the poll for December on the 7th. You guys are so solid in knowing what you like. It's very, you know, it's kind of, nothing changes dramatically each time I do the poll, so that's always good to see because I kind of know at all times what people are into. Clearly, it's, you know, F for M and Friends to Lovers and F-Dom are always going to be the top, sort of, you know, the meat. The bread and meat, the meat and potatoes, or whatever they call that, of the channel. But I love seeing, like, how many people are into, you know, the sort of, like, what to call it? Like, the lesser known or the kind of less popular niches. Because I like throwing those in now and then, you know? So, for example, like, Comfort and Cuddling was huge. That was, you know, got quite a few votes. Roommates to Lovers, Enemies to Lovers, Domestic Bliss, Fantasy, Forbidden Lovers, like all that stuff. I think we will see more of soon. It's good to know you guys are into that. Let's see, on the 8th, we released, this was a Secret Inner Circle track. This was the make out and moan track. So this is an F for A, moaning, making out, heavy breathing. Yeah, I really like these. I know that, like, I don't know. I'm curious if other people like them as or want more of them, because obviously they're a little, like, there's no plot, really. It's just kind of like just, you know, a spicy thing happening. And I really like that because it's very, you know, realistic in a way. And I don't know. They're just fun. So I don't know. Let me know if you want more of those. Let's see. After that, we had F4M, tomboy roommate cuddles and reassures you after a bad day. Okay, this one is funny because obviously, like I said, I had just taken that poll and I was like, oh, okay, F4M, roommates, tomboy, whatever. Should be a slam dunk. Not that it wasn't, but just on YouTube, I was kind of surprised it didn't get quite as many plays as something like that. I was expecting it to get more. Basically, it's sitting at 7,000 plays right now, which I can't believe I'm saying this, but that's low for us right now, which is so crazy. But yeah, I don't know what it was. Maybe because it wasn't spicy at all. I don't know. It's just friends. Like, it's just your tomboy roommate is sort of giving you comfort after a long day. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, again, I'm not saying it did bad by any means. I was curious why it didn't go a little bit higher in the views quicker. But yeah, I think that probably is, you know, I can answer my own question. I think it's probably just the lack of like a relationship or in romance or spice or something. So something to think about for me. That week, the F4F was sweet and spicy. Aftercare with your F-dom girlfriend. This lasted about 2.5 hours on YouTube before they took it down. So, yeah, really sucks. Sucks because, like, I had done in November an F4M aftercare with your F-dom girlfriend, and that episode didn't get taken down. They're different, but I don't know. Annoying. I like that episode a lot. It's now a Patreon exclusive, so, yeah. Okay, then on the 15th, for the Secret Inner Circle, I released F-Dom Girlfriend Makes You Moan So Loud Your Roommates Wake Up, and I released it in both F4M and F4F. You guys are very, very sweet and patient, and thank you for bearing with me as I figure out this, like, new editing technique. Obviously, it was not perfect, but that's okay. I don't strive for perfection. I don't think anyone should. But it is difficult, and it is time-consuming. And part of me wonders still, is it more or less time-consuming than just recording another, like, a totally separate episode? The problem, or I don't know, not the problem, but the thing is, we're at a point where, like, obviously I have the F4F channel separately, but I'm kind of at a place where I know that you guys as my audience, I know just based on, you know, polling and, you know, I have very, very detailed analytics from both Patreon and YouTube. I know that my F4F audience is not nearly as big as my F4M audience. However, I want to take care of my community, and I want to make sure that those people who are here for F4F content are getting just as much, that they're being satisfied just as much as an F4M someone who likes F4M. So that's why I wanted to start doing this, is, you know, doing this Secret Inner Circle track on Fridays, having an F4M and an F4F version. Obviously, it's taking me a bit of time to kind of figure out what that looks like, and for me and for my editing schedule and everything. It's going to take me a few more tries to really get it down, but I think if you guys are patient with me, by the end of this month, I'll have it down pat, and we'll be getting really solid, error-free F4M and F4F versions of the same episode. So yeah, but that idea, the F-dom girlfriend makes you moan so loud you wake up your roommates, that's something I've wanted to do for a really long time. I think you guys have probably noticed I really like episodes where there's like a stay quiet element. So yeah, that was super fun for me. On the 16th, I released our very first request audio. And this one was, obviously everything's anonymous. I'm not, you know, going to name, people who request these things, but, there was, yeah, a really great request, for an audio about, opening up about past trauma, in a relationship. So it was, you know, for those of you who haven't heard it, it's, you know, it's an audio that's very much, like, the listener is being very vulnerable with the speaker, and the speaker is, you know, sort of comforting them that, like, hey, I know you've been through a lot in your past, and I'm always going to be here to love you and take care of you, and yeah, it was really sweet. It was really great. I'm really happy with how it came out, so I hope you guys are too. After that, December 18th, F4M First Kiss with Your Tomboy Best Friend. This was my longest audio yet. It was something I wanted to do to celebrate reaching 10,000 subscribers on YouTube, and I'm very happy with the results. This was the All I Want for Christmas Is You episode. Yeah, super, super fun doing a holiday episode, except now everyone thinks that I hate the movie The Holiday, which I don't. I don't love it, but I think it's fine. I don't hate it. I also don't hate Christmas movies. Like I said, I'm not, in real life, I'm not a Grinch quite like this character is. Yeah, I kind of, I made everyone think that I really hated the holidays. Yeah, this was fun. Mistletoe kiss, blah, blah, blah. Next day, we had the F4F. Bully saves you from a rainstorm and admits she has a crush on you. This was my first bully audio, and I really liked it. I really liked doing it. I don't know if I got the bully aspect down, like, super well yet, but I'm gonna do an F4M bully episode probably next week, and so this was, like, a fun first attempt at that. Yeah, that was really silly. After that, we had you, the secret inner circle. You've been away and working too much this week. Be a good boy and make it up for me. This was some classic dummy mommy, good boy praise, blah, blah, blah. All that stuff you love. Yeah. I don't know. I just don't have much to say about episodes like this because I make so much of them. I get really great feedback from you guys on them. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, and then last week on Wednesday, we had Snowed In with Your Best Friend's Older Sister. I had not done a Best Friend's Older Sister episode since, like, the beginning of last year. Like, since I first started doing all of this. And I think this was a really fun way to, like, bring that in, that relationship. Obviously, like, I like the idea of being stuck somewhere with someone, and I thought, you know, since it's the holidays, let's have it be at a, you know, little cabin out in a snowy woods, and being forced to cuddle for warmth, because there's a blizzard, and yeah, all of that stuff. So, this one was fun. And, oh, after that, the Secret Inner Circle audio was the Hey Stranger, Fuck Me So Hard I Forget My Bad Day. So again, on this one I did an F4F and an F4M. I think I was more successful than my first attempt at doing two different versions of the same story. But I do know you guys aren't, I say you guys, I know you're not all the same person. You're not all a monolith, but overwhelmingly, the majority, I think, don't super enjoy or prefer the kind of strangers to lovers situation, especially when there's like no connection, like when it's just kind of like, hey, we're just doing this spicy thing. So I know that, I understand that. I think it is fun to do that once in a while. You're not going to see it all the time, but I just thought that was kind of funny. Is that it? I think that's it. Oh, well, I know. And then I also did the second December request audio, which was a follow-up to the CEO, the Dom CEO boss pinning you down during your interview. That was a video I did on YouTube a few months ago, I guess. And this was a part two to that. This was first day on the job with your FDOM boss. So if you liked that episode, you could hear this follow-up if you join the request here, but that's, yeah, that's up to you. Yeah, that was it for December. I mean, that was a lot, but that was pretty much it. Wow, I've been talking a lot, and my mouth is tired. My throat is tired. I think overall, this was such a great month. December was awesome. We tried so many new things. We grew so much. I mean, not just in YouTube, but in Patreon too. Like, I don't know if you guys realize, but there's over 1,000 of you in Patreon. It's just doesn't compute. My mind can't handle numbers that big. So yeah, we're growing. We're scooting along. This train is not stopping. Yeah. And again, as always, it's all because of you. You guys are the best. I love this community so, so much. Please, please, please let me know if you ever have feedback, if you ever have thoughts on how to improve things, if you, you know, have ideas, whatever it is, please feel free to let me know. That being said, that reminds me that I think I should probably get some mods for the Discord server. If you're over there, you know that Discord is like a complete mystery to me. I had used it only a little bit before starting it for this channel, and so I'm just like, I'm a Discord Neanderthal. So I need someone who knows how to do it and can do it better than I can. If you're interested, please let me know. I would be more than happy to have a mod or two over there, especially because we're growing a lot and you guys are starting to use the server quite a bit, so it's exciting. Okay, I think that's it for me. Thank you guys so much, as always. Can't wait to see what we get up to. Happy 2024. I will talk to you later. Goodbye.